The senior senator from the 8th.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. You now have consent to address the Senate.
Objection, Chair. Here is none. Senior senator from the 8th.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. And I will tell everybody what I had told the President and where I'm upset, and good people can agree to disagree. But I did ask to speak to the bill prior to the vote. And I know some folks were thinking I was going to pull a Wendy Davis, and all the men in here know that women are a hell of a lot stronger than men, and I would not have been able to pull that off anyways. But what concerns me more than anything else is, in 8 years of being here, it's interesting how we talk about West Virginia being 50th. And our friends on my side of the aisle over here will say, well, we just need Republicans in control. And of course, Democrats will say, well, we just need Democrats in control. To me, what we really need are people willing to stand up and really vote their convictions. And I realize even on this bill, there are folks who are strongly behind this bill. But I also know in the heart of hearts of some of the members in this body, it was a political vote. It was not a policy vote. It seems to me the worst thing about politics today is the degree of how special interests really do play a part. You got to make sure that the right checkbox is checked, whether it's NRA, whether it's labor or business or pro-life, pro-choice. That's why West Virginia, in my mind, is 50th. Instead of really bearing down on the issues at hand, whether it be poverty in West Virginia, lack of job training in West Virginia, education system in West Virginia, but instead, we want to focus on gays, abortion, guns. And I just kind of wonder when that's going to change. I had no intention of going the whole distance, but I did want to read Roe v. Wade to you, because most of you haven't bothered to read it. And I even told people with West Virginia Free that if it were 24 weeks viability of the fetus and the mother's life, that's a reasonable thing for us to do, and I would support it. But instead, we have gone and passed a bill that is probably going to be knocked down and probably be challenged here as soon as it becomes law. And for what? Not policy, but for the next election coming up in November. We're never going to get past 50 if we're more concerned about the next election than we are the next generation. Thank you very much, Mr. President.